Exercise 26 through 28. Thankfully, July 4, 1862 was a beautiful summer's day, a perfect day for a picnic. It's a good thing it was. A rainy day would have ruined everything and changed the history of mathematics and English literature. Charles Dodgson and Robinson Duckworth, professors at Oxford University, England, had planned to take three daughters of Henry George Liddell, the dean, for a boating trip and picnic, and the weather had cooperated. As they boated upriver to their picnic, Dodgson began to amuse the girls with a story, and what a story it was. It featured the adventures of a young girl in a foreign land with all kinds of strange and wondrous creatures. The girls were captivated by the story. Duckworth asked Dodgson if he was making up such a fantastic tale or whether he had heard it when he was a boy. Dodgson assured his friend that he was making up the tale as they rowed. The girls insisted that story continue throughout the picnic and all the way home. For days after, the girls talked endlessly about the wonderful story they had heard. Eventually, their father, Liddell, suggested to Dodgson that he publish his story. Dodgson, a professor of logic, was reluctant to publish a children's story. Liddell insisted, though, and finally Dodgson accepted his suggestion. On July 4, 1865, he presented one of the dean's daughters, Alice Liddell, with the first copy of the book. He had named the main character after her. Alice in Wonderland was an immediate bestseller. Life was never the same for Charles Dodgson, better known by his pen name, Lewis Carroll. Within 2 years, Carroll and his character Alice were known across all of Europe. How did the success of Alice in Wonderland affect the history of mathematics? Lewis Carroll became so famous that anything he wrote after its publication became popular, including some of his writings about mathematics. What Carroll wrote about mathematics was not the dry logic of his lectures. He composed mind benders, brain teasers, and math puzzles. He made mathematics fun for everyone.